ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3, Verse 12. So you're going to break it, the places where I marked there.
The 12.
Atha kasanche sakalanda kusut patna jimam jimbanam. Adhatasanti sakhana kusut patna jimbana Drabhavasani adistu vivasana naha samrana java Durabhasthana adishu vishas Vivasana naha samrana jabraha
Durastana
shubhasana naha smarana jabraha Marnadasayam api sakala kasmala nirasan nirasanani tava Marnadasayam api sakala kasmala nirasanani tava Guna Pita Naam Deni Vachana Gura Charani Bhavantu
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 अथा कचंति शकुना कुस्तुत पतना चिंबाना
अथा कचंति शकुना पतना चिंबाना
तुरावास्थानु मदा अधिशु विवासानु नहा समरण्य जवा मरणः दास्यमपि शकलः कस्मलः निराशनानि तवः गुणकृतनाम देवी वचना गोचराणि भवन्तु अथा कचन्ति शकला कुसुतपत्ना जियम्बना Durabhasthanu adishu vivasanam naha samrana jabraha Marnadasyam api sakala kasmalaha nirashani tavaha गुणकृतानां देयानि वचना गोरचरणि भवन्तु
गुणकृतानां देयानि वचना गोरचरणि
अथाकचन्ति शकलनाक्षुत्पतनजृम्भणा Durabhasthanu adishu visharanah nasamranah javarah
Maranatasayam api sakala
kasmalah nirasani tavah
Bus.
Atha.
Still.
Prasanti. Somehow or other. Shakalam.
Stumbling.
Still.
Kasur.
Hunger.
Patna.
Falling down.
Jimbana.
Yoni.
Yoni.
Duravasti nana.
Duravasti.
Because of being placed in an undesirable position. Adishu.
Adishu.
And so on. Vivasana.
Vivasana.
Unable.
Na.
Of ourselves. Samarana.
Samaranaya.
To remember.
Jivara Marana Dasham.
In the case of having a high fever at the time of death. Api.
Also.
Sakala.
All.
Kasmala.
Sins.
Nirashani.
Nirashayanam.
Which can dispel.
Tava.
Yogar.
Guna.
Attributes.
Krita.
Activities. Nama Deyani.
Names.
Vachana Gora Nani. Possible to be uttered.
Bhavantu.
Let them become. So translation by Srila Prabhupada. Dear Lord, we may not be able to remember your name, form and qualities due to stumbling, hunger, falling down, yawning or being in a miserable disease condition at the time of death, when there is a high fever. We therefore pray unto you, O Lord, for you are very affectionate to your devotees. Please help us remember you and utter your holy name, attributes and activities which can dispel all the reactions of our sinful life. So we're going to repeat this. Dear Lord,
we may not be able to
remember your name,
form and qualities,
due to stumbling,
hunger,
falling down,
groaning,
or being in a miserable,
disease condition,
at the time of death, when there is a high fever,
we therefore pray unto you, O Lord,
for you.
Are very affectionate to you.
Please help us.
Remember you.
And utter your holy names.
Attributes.
And activities.
Which can dispel.
All the reactions of our sinful lives. Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
The real success of life is Ante Narayani Sumiti. Remembering the holy name, activities and form of the Lord at the time of death. Although we may be engaged in devotional service in the temple, material conditions are so tough and inevitable that we may forget the Lord at the time of death due to the disease condition of mental derangement. Therefore, we should pray to the Lord to be able to remember His lotus feet without fail at the time of death, which we are in such a precarious condition. In this regard, one may also see Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Verse 9 and 10, and 14 and 15. So, Om Jnana Timrandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurayantam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayamrupakadamayam Tadati Svayampadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Siddhupada Kamlam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sahagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadbhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Sri Vishakam Tantam Sajivam Panchakalpatarubhaisya Kripa Sindhu Evacham Patitanam Pavane Veo Vaishnu Veo Namo Mahavadamaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne कौर सिन्हु हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी कृष्णानु सुते देवी नमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर साधि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So we are on Canto 5, Chapter 3, and it's about Rishabhdev's appearance. So his father, Nabi, King Nabi, he actually did a big yagna, and a big lots of austerity yagnas, and his desire was to have a son like Lord Vishnu. So let Lord Vishnu appears there, and in his 400 form, because he's pleased. When they do yagnas in the Satyug time, the demigods and the Lord appeared there to actually personally accept the part of the yagna. So when Lord Vishnu was there, then they actually prayed that we want a son. The reason for our husband was a son, to have a son like you, like Krishna. And that's the empowered being that will appear as Rishabhdev. So here they are actually praying basically that at the time of death, you know, we might be doing service all our life, you know, right? We can be doing service in the temple, we can be doing a lot of our things. But at the time of death, the time is where we end up. Right? So the consciousness, you know, man manabhav mad bhakto, you know, whatever consciousness you are at the time of death, that's where you go into next one. So what Prabhupada is saying is, you know, if you practice something all your life, then the chances are very high that that's what you're going to remember in your at the time of death. So this is why we chant Hare Krishna all the time, right? Now, I'm going to go to the next thing, because Prabhupada said you should actually look at also verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, verse 9 and 10. So here, I'll just read the translation. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord Vishnu is the best process of atonement. For a thief of gold or other valuables, for the drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a Brahman, for one who indulges in sex with the wife of his guru or another superior, it is also the best method of atonement for one who murders women, the king or his father, for one who slaughters cows, but for all other sinful men. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. So in this verse, if you really look at it, you know, says, please help us remember you. If you can utter your holy name, attributes and activities which can dispel all the reactions of our sinful activities. So they are talking about three things here. The chanting of the holy name, his Krishna's attributes and his activities, his pastimes, his qualities. But what Srila Prabhupada goes straight to, he basically says, in this, according to these verses, chanting is the holy name is the way to go. You know, he said, if you chant, he says, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. It basically means that, you know, if you look at things that he has done, is, you know, killing a king, killing woman, killing his guru, killing Brahmans, you know, such sinful activities, you know, even sleeping with the wife of the guru, you know, so sinful activities. All that can be destroyed by chanting the holy name of the Lord. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, the Maha Mantra. We're going to read the verse 2 and 14. Once One who chants the holy name of Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly or for musical entertainment or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scripture. So the holy name is so powerful, even if you do it unintentionally, it still benefits you. So if, what happens if you purposely do it to please the Lord? How much benefit would you get there? No. And this is why they say India is a tapobhumi. You know? Because everywhere you go, this Krishna's name, Krishna road, this road, you know, Vishnu Mandir, everywhere you see Krishna's name. You know? So everybody in India who actually is traveling from one place to another place, you know, knowingly or unknowingly, you know, with intention or without intention, you know, you see that. And you get my progress. So if you can do it once, how much benefit you get? And if you continue doing it over a period of time, you know, you get a lot of benefit, you know. Verse 15, if one chants the holy name of Hari and then dies because of an accidental misfortune, such as falling from the top of a house, slipping and suffering broken bones while traveling on the road, being bitten by a serpent, being afflicted by pain, with pain and high fever, or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absorbed from having to enter the hellish life even though he is sinful. So if he chants the holy name of Lord once, if one chants the holy name of the Lord and dies. So this is what our goal should be, to chant the holy name of the Lord at the end of the earth. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yamyam Bhapi Samaran Bhav Tejanti Anante Kalaparam Tam Tam Hivati Uddayas Sada Tad Bhava Bhavati. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. So this is what you have to remember. This is, you know, just like when you go to the school, you know, you study for the whole year. At the end of the year, you have exams, you know, just like year 12 students are having their exams now, right? For them, this is the last year, right? They've been there for 12 years studying, they've been through so many exams and everything, you know. And this last exam determines where they're going to end up. If they do well, they might go to a nice university, get a nice degree and things like that. If they fail, yeah, this is it. So whatever you do in your whole life, you know, at the end of it, when you leave your body, that determines how successful you have been in your life. Now you might say, okay, you know, we're going to do something so that we can remember Krishna at the end of the life. You know, we can think of the pastime of Ajami, that we'll name our sons, you know, by Krishna's name, you know, Lord's name, Hari's name. So there was once a Gujarati man. So Gujarati, he was a very pious man, but he was a businessman. So he was always thinking about making money. And then once he went to a class like this and he found out that if he can remember Krishna's name, you know, at the end of the bed, somehow or the other we change Krishna's name, you know. So we're gonna go back to Godhead, you know, So what he did, he had four sons. So he named his sons accordingly, you know. One was Ram, one was Krishna, one was Hari, one was Narayana. So he said, at the end of the time, you know, when I'm about to leave my body, I'm going to call one of my sons. That's normally what happens, you know. You call someone who is dear to you, you know. And by taking their name, just like Ajamai called Narayan, I'll also be successful, you know. So he's on his deathbed, you know, and he calls his sons, you know, Narayan, Vishnu, you know, Krishna, Rama, come there, you know, they all came there, you know. And they're all waiting there, and he's about to leave his board. Then he loses the ability to speak, you know. And the doctor is there, you know. It's like, so he's struggling to say something, you know. And the sons said, tell the doctor, you know, is there anything you can do to actually let him speak, you know? He wants to say something, you know. Probably he has some money stored somewhere, he has hidden it, and he hasn't forgot to tell us, you know. So doctor says, very difficult, you know. I've got one medicine, you know, but it'll cost you a lot of money, you know. And son's things, you know, if he has a lot of money hidden somewhere, you know, it's better to spend some of this money to get the other one, you know. And then, so he says, okay. So they give him that money, you know, the doctor gave some injection. He said, he's going to just say a few words, that's it, you know. He says, okay, now. So they gave him the medicine, and the patient starts speaking, you know, and what he says, you know, what are you guys doing here, you know? The calf is drinking the milk of the cow, you know? And then he lifts his body, you know. So he was trying to quit. Before that, what he was said was the names of Krishna, but the last word he was saying was basically a cow, you know. So in his next life, his consciousness was on a cow, you know. So in nowhere he ended up. So you can't actually trick Krishna, you know. So he can't take these chances. Ajamayana's case was an exceptional case, you know. He changed the name of Narayan, but it does not happen like that all the time. Even then, you know, Ajamil did not go back to God straight away. He was given time, you know, when the Vishnu Dutas left him behind, then he left his family and he went to Varanasi, and then he meditated on the Lord so that he could leave the body in that consciousness, you know. So we may or may not be that fortunate, you know. So all the time we should chant the holy name of the Lord and also pray to Krishna, you know. Please Krishna, you know. And we please make us remember those your name, your attributes, you know, your qualities, your past times when I'm about to leave my body. So this is another thing, you know, before you go to sleep, you know, you should think of some past times, you know, because that might be the last thing you think, you know. You never know when we're going to wake up or not wake up next morning. So how do you actually remember all these past times? How do you remember these things? You know, you have to understand that Krishna is very merciful, right? He's very, very merciful to his devotees. Now, because we do not have transcendental eyes, so we cannot see Krishna everywhere, right? So Krishna, by his own mercy, you know, appears in the form of the deities, right? So Golita is there, Sri Radha Vallabha is, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra is there. But we sometimes don't realize they are the deities. We come here, pay put dandavats and we go. You know. If Krishna was here personally, right, he was walking around here, would there be anybody in the temple who won't be here? Everyone would be here, isn't that right? Our Guru Maharaj comes, we follow him around. If Prabhupada was here personally, you know, we'd be all here, you know, right? But Prabhupada is here. But because we don't have the intelligence to actually understand that, you know, then we don't actually perceive it in that way. So today what I'm going to try to do is, you know, have a little bit increase your faith, because it's all faith, you know, Shraddha, you know. When we have Shraddha, you know, Sadhu Sangha, you know, Bhajan Kriya, you know, it goes to Nishtha, Ruchi, you know, Ashakti, Bhava, Prem. This is all Shraddha, right? But different concentration of it. Just like we got sugarcane juice, you know, then we get, finally the end product is the candies. Right, so it's the same thing. You can look at the sugar cane candy and say it's sugar cane, but it's a different level of it. It's more concentrated. So prem is basically when you have complete faith in Krishna, you know, and you do whatever to please Krishna. So I'm going to tell you a pastime, so that we can actually understand that these are not only deities; these are persons. This is Krishna himself. So that we can, when we come to them, we can pray to them sincerely, you know, to help us actually remember us, or remember him all the time. So, in there was a village in South India, got the name of the village, and there were two Brahmins. There was an older Brahmin and a younger Brahmin, and they wanted to go on a tirath, right, which is a pilgrimage. So they went to Gaya, they went to Kasi, they went to Prague, and they finally ended up in Mathura. So in Mathura they started visiting all the places, they went to all the 12 forests, they went around Govardhan, and finally they ended up in Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan they were going to visiting all the temples and everything, you know, and then they visited the went and took bath and everything. Right? So this pastime actually happened when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going from, after he had taken sannyas, and he was going to Jagannath Puri. Right? So on the way he went to this temple called Sakshi Gopal. Right? So there Nityananda, because he, before that he had traveled all over and he had been to that temple before, so he had actually had the pastime. So this is what Nityananda Prabhu is telling. Right? So before I go on to this pastime, the reason I want to actually tell you this is that the holy name of the Lord, you know, in the second verse of Sistastakam, Krishna says, what is the verse? Naam Namakari Bahuda Nav. So what does that mean is that Krishna has put all his potencies in his name. So I want you to think of one name of Krishna, and we're going to concentrate on the name called Sakshi Gopal. And when we say that Krishna has put all his potencies there, his Naam, Roop, Leela, Gun in there, so I want to say, just by thinking of that one name, when you chant Sakshi Gopal, how you can actually go and actually understand how Krishna has put all these potencies in there. Right? So this is the Leela. The Leela is that these two Brahmas are going, and finally they go to this place where we have our Radha Govinda temple. Right? So before that, there was a very beautiful temple there. There was a very beautiful deity of Gopalji. So Gopalji was there, they visited all the places, and then finally they went, they looked at the deity is so beautiful, and they stayed there for 2 to 4 days. Because this older Brahman was so happy, you know, the younger Brahman was treating him like his own guru, you know, he was serving him so nicely, all over, he looked after him. He was very pleased with him, and then he wanted to give him something in return. So the older Brahman said that I'm very happy with your service, you know, and I want to give you something in return. And the younger Brahman said, you don't have to, you're like my guru, you know. But he said, I want to give you my daughter. And the younger Brahman said, I don't think you should do that, you know, because even though you want to do it, you know, it's not your decision to make. You've got a family, you've got your wife, you've got your son, you know, you've got a lot of relatives. All of them decide together who is the best for the person. And he said, I'm not qualified. You are a very autocratic person, you know, you're a rich person. I'm just a poor Brahman, you know, I'm even illiterate, you know. And he said, the match is not right, you know. And the older Brahman said, no, she's my daughter, she's my property, and I can give in charity to her. To whoever I want. So, since he insisted, the younger Brahman said, okay, now he could see that there would be, might be a problem there because he was not qualified, when he was going to go home. But he knew that he was a pure devotee of Krishna, he was such a nice devotee of Krishna, you know. He said, okay, if you really want to do this, you know, let's go in front of Gopalji and you know, make a declaration that you're going to give your daughter to me. So said, okay, no problem. So they went to Gopalji and he says, and the Brahman said, you know, I will give my daughter to this younger Brahman. And then the younger Brahman looked at Gopalji and said, you know, because you are the witness, and if need be, I'll call upon this. You know? So Gopalji became the witness, and then they, after that, sometime they all went back to their village. So when they reached their village, the older Brahman went to his place, the younger Brahman went to his place, you know, and time passed away, nothing is happening, you know. And the older Brahman is thinking, you know, I have promised this guy, this devotee, he's a Brahman, in the dham, in front of the Lord, to give my daughter to him. And I haven't been able to do this. So he calls his relatives, everybody, and he says, okay, I've got something to tell you. This is what happened, you know. I have promised my hand of my daughter to this Brahman. And everybody got very upset, you know. They're saying, you know, what have you done, you know. He's poor. He doesn't actually fit into the culture. Everybody going to make fun of you, you know, because you've given yourself to such a lowly Brahman, daughter to such a lowly Brahman, you know. And the relatives even said that, you know, he said, Devala Brahma said, what can I do? I made a promise and I have to fulfill it, you know. And the relative said, if you give your daughter to the Brahman, we'll disown you. We would have nothing to do with you, you know. And the wife and the son said, if you give our, you know, the daughter to the Brahman, we're going to take poison and kill ourselves, you know. So it became a problem, you know, and the Brahman says, what are you going to do, you know. Then he thought of Gopalji, he said, you are very merciful to the devotees. Please help me, you know, so I can keep my promise to the Brahman. At the same time, I could save my family. So the Brahman said, you know, what do I do? You know, I've given a promise in front of Gopalji, you know. And if he, this young Brahman is very good, he's going to go and call Gopalji here, you know. And the son, who was an atheist basically, he did not believe in God. He said, oh, he's so far away, you know, how are you going to come here, you know. So he immediately took the challenge. He said, okay, all right. If he comes, then we'll happily give our daughter to this Brahman. Right? So after a while, the young Brahman came, you know, to the home of this older Brahman, and he said, you promised me, you know. And the son had already told the father, just tell him that I don't remember anything like that, you know. So when he came there, the son chased this Brahman away, you know, young Brahman away. So young Brahman went and get the people around and says, this is what has been promised, you know, he's taking his word away. So everybody came together and they invited the old Brahman, their family came there. And the old Brahman said, you know, everybody asked, you know, say, you have promised him, you know, you should actually fulfill your promise. And the older Brahman said, I don't remember anything, doing anything like this, you know. And the son took over from there and said, no, this guy, you know, this young Brahman, he stole all the money from my father. You know, he gave him some dhatura. You know what dhatura is? You know what dhatura is? You know what dhatura is? Some intoxicated thing. Now, and he said, my father became mad, he took all his money, right? And now he's trying to say that he also promised my sister to. And the young Brahman said, no, he made a promise, you know, in front of Gopalji, you know. And then the older Brahman said, actually it is true, you know, I did promise him in front of Gopalji, you know. And then the son said, okay, go and get your witness. If Gopalji is your witness, then go and bring him in there. The young Brahman said, okay, I'm going to go and bring him in there. So, he said, but before I go, because I don't trust you guys, can you put it in writing? That if I do bring Gopalji, you're going to give, you know, your daughter to me. So the son said, yeah, that's all right. We can sign it. They sign the agreement, you know, okay, done. And then the younger Brahman goes to Vrindavan. He goes there and he goes to Gopal's temple, you know, and he says, Gopalji, this is the situation. Remember, I promised, you know, that if the situation arises, that you're going to be the witness. And then Gopal says, yeah, don't worry, you know. You go to the village, get everybody together there, you know, and then you think of me and I'll appear there and then everything will be alright. The Brahmanian Brahman said, no. These people, even if you come there as 400 Vishnu form, they won't listen to you. So you have to come in this particular form. Right? And then Gopal said, have you ever heard of a deity walking, you know? And the Brahman said, if you can talk, you can walk, you know. Because he was talking to him, they were having a conversation. And then Gopalji said, okay, you go ahead and I'll follow you. But do not look back, that's the condition. You're going to hear the tinkle of my bells, and as long as you can hear the tinkle of my bells, you can now enjoy. And every day, cook 1 kilo of rice and offer it to me. I'll eat that rice and we'll go. So they walked for 100 days this year. The Brahman was cooking for the Lord. He was, you know, nicely here falling. And then after 100 days, they reached the outskirts of the village. And the Brahman was saying, young Brahman was saying, okay, I'm going to go home, you know, and then I'm going to get everybody in there, to collect everybody and see. And then, but there's no harm in the Lord who stay here. And then he turned back And Gopalji was standing in there waiting. Then he said, okay, you go to the village, get everybody here, and then we'll sort all these things out. So the young Brahman goes, tells everybody, calls the older Brahman, you know, and then they all gather there together. So when everybody hears that Gopalji is there, you know, they get amazed, you know. And that's why his name is Sakshi Gopal, who gave the witness to this Brahman. These two Brahmans became so happy that they were saving him very nicely there. And then a lot of other people started coming there when they had their pastime about this Lord, you know. It's a big deity, right? How many of you have seen the deity?
Same
online. Have you been there? Sakshi Gopal?
Yeah, Sakshi Gopal.
Yeah, have you been to the temple? Yeah. It's a big deity?
Nice one.
Yeah. So, and then the king also heard about it. He came there and he built him a nice temple, you know. The queen, when she had, you know, she brought nice ornaments for the Lord, you know. And then she had this beautiful pearl, you know, that she thought, you know, nose, to put it on the nose, you know. And she said, this deity is so beautiful, you know. I wish I could actually offer this pearl to him, you know. But he doesn't have the hole, so how do I put it on? And then she went home after offering everything, you know. And then at that night, Lord Gopal appeared in a dream and he says, when I was little, Mother Yashoda actually put a hole in my nose, you know. And that hole is still there, you know. And I know you want to actually offer that pearl to me, so you can actually go and actually put it in there. So these are just not deities, you know. These are persons, you know. Krishna is a person, you know. Vallabha is a person, Radharani is there, you know. Gaurnita is there, you know. So we should actually treat them like that, you know. When you actually save them, you're looking at them, darshan, or you're dressing them, you're feeding them, you know. We think and we should worship him in that regard. So this holy name of the Lord, that's the topic we are speaking about, you know. It's so powerful that Krishna has invested all his name. So that's Sakshi Gopal. Now we have read the pastimes, you know. So how do we know the qualities of Krishna? Qualities in this we can understand is how merciful Krishna is. He always protects his devotees, you know. If you surrender to him fully, Krishna will protect you. Of the six qualities that we have, you know, is that we should accept everything that is favorable to Krishna consciousness. We should reject everything that is unfavorable. We should surrender to Krishna completely. And we should have complete faith that Krishna will protect you and he will also maintain you, you know. And we should do this in a humble state, that knowing that whatever is happening, it's all happening because of Krishna. So this is another thing, you know, whatever we go through in our life, we should not be blaming yourself of whatever others, you know. You should live in the moment. What I mean is that because of our past samskar, because of our past action, because of our karma, we are going through certain things. And if you really understand the science of karma is that everything is carried out by three modes of material nature. It's only thing is our desire. That's all we do. We desire, the three modes of material nature carries it out, and you get into a particular situation where you enjoy or not. So if you really look at it in anybody, you know, nobody does anything. The soul doesn't do anything. The three modes of material nature does everything. So if somebody is upset with you, somebody shouts at you, somebody hits at you, it's not their fault. The three modes of material nature is carrying it out. And why are you being affected there? Because of your past actions. Because of your past karma. So if anybody is to be to blame for whatever you are going through, the only person responsible is yourself. Nobody else. So this is the importance of it. Prabhupada makes it very clear, you know, the best way is to chant the holy name of the Lord, you know. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave us that, you know. They have invested all their potencies in the holy names, you know. Every name, if you think like this, you know, then you can relate to all these names and then you can actually understand this, you know. Even, you know, the gopis, the topmost devotees of Krishna, they were always chanting Krishna's name.
So in the afternoon when Krishna comes back from heading the cows, you know, it's always good to do some pastimes about Vrindavan because that's where you want to go to. So Krishna comes back after heading the cows. And what he does, he takes a bath, he goes and milks the cows, you know, and he takes his dinner. So Radharani, he already has cooked, prepared something, and one of the manjaris comes and gives the food. Krishna eats. After eating, he washes his mouth, and then there's some entertainment going on. So around 8 o'clock, you know, 8:30, you know, Krishna starts yawning, and Yashoda Maiya is saying, okay, everything has to stop now. Krishna is sleepy, it's time to go to bed. So Krishna goes to bed, you know, Yashoda Maiya puts him into bed, you know, and Madhu Mangal and Subal, they are, you know, sleeping just outside, you know. And at night, you know, it's like, so from 8:30 to 10:36, 8:36 to 10:36, you know, during that period, is when Krishna is sleeping basically, right? People are awake, so he can't sneak out, right? And Radharani on the other side, you know, once Krishna has taken prasadam, one of the manjaris, you know, Kundalata, she takes a prasadam from Krishna's plate, puts it separately so that could be given to Radharani. Right? So she goes there, she starts taking prasadam after she has taken a bath and everything, you know. And he's telling how Krishna, the messenger, the person who took the prasadam, is talking about Krishna, you know, what Krishna did, he came, he took his bath, all the funny jokes that Madhu Mangal Mayak heard, they were laughing and everything, and also tells, you know, where is the rendezvous, you know, where is the meeting place. And then they also go to sleep, right? But Radharani came to sleep because the anticipation of meeting is there, right? So there is a separation there. And at that time, what the gopis do is sing the holy name of the Lord. So they also chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's not only, this is something that we gonna do. This is not only the sadhana, it's also the sadhya, which basically means that this is not the process only, it's also our goal. When you go to the spiritual world, we continue doing this. You know, you dress the deities here, you dress Radha and Pallava there. You know, you actually, you know, what you call, decorate the altar. You know, what does that mean? You decorate the kunjas there. You know, right? You cook for Krishna here, you cook for Krishna there. You know, you change the holy name here, you change the holy name there. You listen to the pastimes here, you listen to the pastimes there. So that whatever we do here, we do there, right? And it's the same thing. The two energies of Krishna, Yogmaya and Mahamaya. So what is the difference? How do we know under which energy we are? How do we know? Because it's the same person, right? Yogmaya and Mahamaya is the same person. So when are we under control of Yogmaya? Or when are we under the control of Mama?
If we're thinking of Krishna, then we're
in Yeah, when we connect everything to Krishna, right? Whatever we are doing, so just like we are listening to the class here, right? This is not a place of Mamaya, this is a place of Yogmaya. We're listening to the pastimes like that, you know. So, it's just like an iron which is left in the fire. Right, it becomes warm. So by actually listening to the pastimes of Krishna chanting, we also become, this body also spiritualizes. You know, that's why sannyasis, you know, when they leave the body, we put them in samadhi because it's spiritualized. You know? It's not an ordinary body, it's a spiritual body. So we should literally live our life, you know, if we are doing things separate from Krishna, if you're doing things for yourself, that's when we come under Mahamaya. And then, because it's the same person, right, she takes the form of Mahamaya to rectify us, to reform us, you know, those who wanted to actually save separate from Krishna, you know. So what we have to do is, you know, once you get reformed, then how do you get reformed? The best process, especially in this age, is chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that's what I request everybody. Now we chant 16 rounds. We try to chant with as much, you know, concentration, attention, you know, so that we can chant the holy name nicely, we can chant listening. But even if you can't do that, you know, keep chanting, you know. Try to actually form a habit that you can chant always, you know. Even whatever you are doing, you know, try to chant, you know. Whether on beats, you know, but we should try to do our 16 rounds very nicely, you know. Okay. Any comments, any questions?
Yeah, I was thinking about taking responsibility about our actions in relation to the devotees, because you mentioned that whatever we experience is over the laws of nature and our karma. So nobody's doing anything. So what about today? Taking responsibility, and for example, I shouldn't consider that I'm responsible for whatever I'm doing, even if it's Vaishnava Parada, because it's the most of nature, it's the karma. So
you do not have much control of whatever has happened in the past, because past, they say, is dead, you know. It's already happened, you know. Right? If you spill the milk, it's already spilled. Right? Future, we don't know what's going to happen. So what you have to live is in the moment. So what basically means is that by your actions, of your past actions, you are put in a particular situation. Right? How you react to it, that's up to you. Because that's going to determine what your future karma, or you know, what you're going to go through in the future. Right? So I'll give you an example. Let's say you kill somebody, right? This is... you kill somebody, right? So the reaction is, in the next life, that particular person kills you. Right? And this keeps on going, right? I kill you, you kill me, you kill, like that. Are you aware of this story about a man and a goat? He keeps to slaughter goats. Have you heard of that story? Yeah. So this man is actually kill the goat, and the next life he becomes a goat, and the goat becomes a man. They kill him, that keeps on going like this, you know. And one day a man comes in the afternoon and says, I want some goat meat, you know. He said, no, it's too late, because olden days there was no fridge to actually, you know. So this guy said, I really need it, I got some visitors coming. He said, why don't you just cut one of the legs of this? That's all I need, you know. And this goat will survive till in the morning, you know, and then you can cut the rest of the meat and sell it, you know. And the goat said, you know, up till now, for many lives, you know, we have been killing each other, you know, me and you like this. Why are you starting a new trend? You know. So it basically means that, you know, this thing goes on and off, right? So the situation is that you have been killing him, he has been killing you, and then at one point, you know, suppose he comes in connection with the devotees, you know, and you say, okay, I want to stop this. Right. So that is your choice. The situation is there that you can kill him. But if you don't do it, then you don't suffer from it next life. Right. So that action is up to you. Right. For example, I'll give you another example, you know. Suppose somebody killed you in a car accident. Right? Somebody drove over you, right? Okay. So the reaction is that you're supposed to kill him, right? And because he killed you, in the next life, he gets killed. Right? So the choice is up to you, whether you kill him or not. Situation might be there, and if you desire not to do it, if you keep forgiveness, you don't kill him. Right? But he does get killed. It might be killed by somebody else, because that's his karma. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. My question was more related to I don't understand, for example, the point that you made is in relation to our perspective towards us, in the sense that how we take things that happen to us. So in that sense, we should understand that the agents are only agents, most of the nature, most of karma.
Yes.
So they're, in one sense, neutral agents. It's how we take that. It's or positive or negative, it's just up to us, our level of understanding and consciousness. But my point basically was, I do understand that can apply to us, but us towards others, we have to be more respectful and not become agents of the reaction of karma or somebody else. So we learn in this sense.
If we realize this, if we have this knowledge that we are all jiva-atmas, we are all parts and parcels of Krishna, understand? And then if we look at it that way, we also understand that whatever is happening by the three modes of material nature, right? We also should understand that that is also Krishna's energy, right? So Krishna is basically, so as I was saying earlier, you know, Mahamaya here, she's creating an environment where we can be reformed. Right. So we are put through all these situations so that we can actually go through it and understand it, why we are going through it. Right? The sufferings are good for us because it gives us that realization that we are not in this place. We don't belong to this place. Right? So these three modes of material nature, all the living entities, they are creating that situation for you so that ultimately you can come to the understanding that we do not belong here. Our true position is that. So if we look at it that way, right, then regardless of whatever situation you are, if you can always focus that, okay, I'm being reformed here, I'm in jail here, you know, I'm being, you know, what you call, belted, you know, when you go to the jail, you go through so much punishments and everything, you know, it is for my benefit so that I can understand I do not belong here. I get reformed so I can get out of the jail, right? Then you see everybody, doesn't matter what situation they put you in, as a well-wisher, right? And you also want the best for them, right? Now if you understand that, okay, I'm suffering through this because of what I've done in the past, you know, and they are doing the same thing, you know, they're going to suffer in the future, you know. So, one of the greatest quality of our movement, right, of Srila Prabhupada is compassion. Because without compassion, we can't do much. And if you are nice to those person, if somebody is very nasty to you, and you are nice to that person, and eventually they say, what's wrong, you know, this person is so nice to me, right? And they calm down, and you can, they might become a friend, you know, you can preach to them, you know, things like that, you know. So, there's many ways of preaching. You know, you can give them books, you can actually preach them directly. But one of the best way to preach to people is by your actions. You know, if you are a nice person, you know, people say that person is nice. It's like the Hare Krishnas are good, you know. They're never violent, you know. They are always happy, they're always smiling. They're chanting and dancing, you know. Everybody wants that, you know. So by our action, we can actually do things like that, you know. Compassion is, you know, Prabhupada is to... Once he was struggling in the car somewhere in US, you know, he was sitting in the back and he was looking outside and tears were coming out of his eyes, you know. And the servant asked, you know, Prabhupada, why are you crying? You know, he said, I'm looking at all these people, you know, and they're suffering so much, you know. You know. So this is compassion, you know. But if we start blaming people and then if somebody slaps you and you want to slap that person back, then it's just like, you know, killing and not killing, you know, just it continues on going like that. So we should understand first is that whatever is happening for the best because Krishna does not do anything, right? We should all understand that every action that takes place, Krishna, it's under will of Krishna. Nothing, not a blade of grass moves without will of Krishna. But we should understand that whatever is happening, it is for our benefit. It's because of our karma. Is because Yogmaya is trying to reform us. And then whoever is involved in that, it's not their fault. You know. They are all our practitioners. Then you don't feel bad against that person. You don't want to take revenge. You basically say, thank you very much. You know. You slap me, can you slap me on the other side? You know. Like that. ठीक करंत्र आश्रम भाव गौतम की जय
जय
तार की
जय
जय
जय जय जय हरि बोल जय सच्चिदानंद प्रभु की जय।